You are listening to The Coco Blend, a podcast for moms who want to shed the good mom syndrome, redefine motherhood on their own empowering terms, and who just want to co-parent without the drama. I am your host, Jamie Newton Knight, motherhood mastery mentor and co-parenting coach, helping moms in blended and co-parenting relationships take charge of their lives by redefining motherhood on their own empowering terms, balance their families, and co-parent with ease. Let's dig in. Hey y'all, it's Jamie here, and welcome to the Coco Blend. Listen, I felt it was important that I start off by introducing myself because this is my very first podcast. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited about that. But since it's my first, you have to know a little bit about me. So I am the mother of four amazing children who age ranges from 26, 20, 9, and 6. And I'm a beautiful wife of this amazing and handsome man of 10 years. And we are in a blended family. So I got to start by telling you how we became blended, because that's the important part, because that's why we're here. So the Coco Blend was derived because I was in a relationship. Now, I'm blended in a couple different ways. I have my oldest daughter was from a relationship from when I was in high school. So I had her right before I graduated high school. But the relationship with her dad was a short-lived relationship. And I moved away. I moved to New York. And so our story kind of ended. But not because I moved. It kind of ended before I moved. But that's a whole nother thing within itself. So yeah, now I'm here in New York. And I meet this guy at school, because I'm in college now. And we actually ended up staying together for about 6 or 7 years. And he was definitely an amazing father figure to my daughter. And yeah, so we were blended already. But then I became pregnant with his child. And that was actually not a bad experience, an amazing experience within itself, because we had been together for so long and he wanted a child, and you know, we felt like we were ready. And so I'm pregnant now and I have our son. And I don't know, maybe a year after I had our son, we broke up and got back together. And you know the drama that comes with relationships. So it's one day you're together, the next day you're not, then you're back together and so in love again. So we actually were having my son's second birthday. And we were having our son's first birthday party. And he proposed to me at this party. And it was so amazing. Everybody was so happy for me because we had been together for so long. Our families were family at this point. Like, is that deep? Like, we were doing things together as a whole entire family unit. Like, my family, his family, distant family members. We were family. We are family still. And so we were engaged now. So after our son's first birthday, we're engaged to be married for the year. And we were getting married in June of the following year. So we had already started planning. We were in the planning process. And now, like, we're in March of that year, and we're like 3 months away from getting married. And things, you know, we have the dress already fitting for the tuxes. We got the cake, the venue, everything's picked, and everybody's got what they need. And I find out he's cheating. Cue in the womp, womp, womp. Or the, you know, whatever you want to cue in that spot, because that was traumatic for me. To find out the person I'm about to marry in 3 months is cheating was so devastating to me. After I got over being devastated, I was so angry. After feeling angry, I felt so embarrassed. After feeling embarrassed, I felt humiliated, like so many different emotions I experienced. It was just, so much. But now we, even though he cheated and I knew he cheated, we had to figure out how to co-parent, because regardless of how I felt, he was still my son's dad. And he had still been an integral part of my daughter's life for the past 6 years. And so we had to figure out how to do this thing. But because I was so heavily into my space and into feeling hurt and angry, it was very hard for me. But it wasn't only hard for me because of the fact that he cheated before our wedding, but he continued a relationship with the person that he cheated with. So now I had to not only figure out how to co-parent with him, but deal with and face this individual that he cheated with. So I had anger toward her as well, because I felt like she knew that he was with someone but almost didn't care. And so that just didn't create a good relationship from the start. We had a lot of drama. We went through a lot of the muck and the grimy gookie stuff. And it was slinging dirty words at each other and just not showing each other grace. And just, it was hard, y'all. It was really, really hard. I mean, that's to say the least. So trying to deal with somebody when you're hurt is a really difficult thing to do, because then, of course, you look like, because I'm sure this is what I looked like to her, the bitter baby mama. But she didn't understand that we were about to get married. So it wasn't just like I was some random chick that had been with him and we were, you know, and we had a child and I was just mad because he found somebody new. But it was because we were about to get married like 3 months from then and had been together for so long and was together when they met. And so I don't think that she had understood all of those layers to it. But like I said, at the beginning, I felt like she didn't care. And so fast forward to a couple years after that, I felt like I continued to co-parent, even hurt and even in pain. I just acted like my son still went over to visit his dad on whatever weekends his dad would actually show up and things like that. And so we continued to do that, and things started to flow, but that was because we had to have an honest and heart-to-heart conversation. And in that, he and I never had that honest heart-to-heart conversation, because he was never able to not even fess up, but stand in the face of his wrongs. But she and I had a heart-to-heart conversation. And when she and I had a heart-to-heart conversation, because I was like, listen, my son is coming to your house all the time. I need to know that he's in good hands and in the best care. So once she and I had a conversation, we were able to air our displeasure with each other. I guess that's the word. She had some things that she didn't like that I did, and I had some things I didn't like that she was doing. I felt like she was constantly overstepping her boundaries because she, number one, had just gotten there, but number two, like, this is a sticky situation to be stepping into and to have such great opinions in the first place because of how things were. And so after we talked woman to woman, things started to flow so much easier and healing started to begin, because we were able to woman have a conversation, woman to woman admit our wrongs in what took place, and woman to woman say, I'm sorry, girl, do you forgive me? And let me tell you, the relationship that we have now, people look at and are like, are you kidding me? Y'all can be friends. You can go to her house and sit in her house and watch TV with her. Y'all go to each other's kids' events. Y'all have barbecues together? What you talking about? That's crazy talk. Yes, it has progressed to such a level that I would have never, ever foresaw. In my wildest dreams, I would have never thought that this could occur. I thought that I'd be angry with them forever, and that was the end of that. However, it didn't go that way, because that's not the way that God planned it. I had to soul search for myself and say, you know what? He's a decent guy. He wasn't the right guy for me. And I had to be okay with that in order to move on. We also had to have a conversation, woman to woman, so I could say, these are the things I have that I don't like about you, that you're doing. And she could say, hey, and these are the things that you're doing that I don't like. And as women, we could respect those things and hash it out and apologize and move forward. But in order to move forward, you first have to acknowledge your part in it. Because sometimes people like to throw back and forth like, oh, this person's doing this and I don't like them because of that. But they don't ever acknowledge that they had a part in it. So we both acknowledge our part, and that helped us to move on. And from there, we grew a genuine connection. We are so alike in so many different ways. It's ridiculous. We always say that if we didn't meet under these circumstances, that we would probably have been the best of friends. But even though we may not be the best of friends, we are great co-parents together. She is my amazing co-mama. I call her my co-mama. I couldn't have asked for a better person. When things are going on, she calls me and gives me a heads up when things are going on. And my son now is 20 years old, but we still have conversations as if, you know, it's not that way, because we have now grown a connection and our families are connected. So not only did we grow a connection as individuals, but our families are connected. Their children see my children as relatives of theirs, and my children see their children as relatives. It's just one big family. Is it always a happy family? No. I'd be lying if I said that. Do I still not have problems with my baby daddy, aka my son's dad? I'd be lying if I said I didn't. We still have our issues, but they are nothing like they were before. And they are so far few and far between that it's not even worth counting at this point, because now we're older and we have learned to show each other grace. But not only that, respect each other where we are. Just because I'm on a different level of acceptance, that doesn't mean that he's going to be on that same level of acceptance. Just like I said, she and I hashed it out, had a conversation, asked for forgiveness for each other, apologized for our wrongs, and moved on. He still hasn't apologized, but you think I'm waiting for an apology from him? Absolutely not. You know why? Because I know how to co-parent without worrying about whether he's ever going to give me that apology. If he does, that's great. And we'll probably reach a new healing platform. However, without it, I'm okay. And we can co-parent just fine. We talk on the phone just fine without any issues. He calls me to keep me updated with things when our son is with him. I call him to keep him updated with things when our son is with me. And it's all good. And in the midst of that all of that, I have an amazing husband who sees my son and daughter as his children. And that's the best part of it. Because again, it could just be me trying to blend with them and, you know, my husband had a problem. But nope, my husband came into this family and he literally fell right in. Him and my son's dad will go off and sit and watch sports together. They sit and have men talk. It is what it is, because we've created that. We wanted a space where our son could feel comfortable being okay with each of his parents. I don't want my son to feel like he can't love on and be happy with his dad. And his dad didn't want that for me either. So we created a space where we put our own feelings aside so that we could co-parent with ease. So that's my story, y'all. I needed to get that story out there so that you could be introduced to me and who I am. And that is who I am. I took a 2.5 year journey of prayer and seeking God's answers for my life in order to have met my husband. So before I met my husband, I was on a praying spree for 2 years, reading my Bible, studying, and just like trying to understand what God had for me and my life. And when I realized that my life or my path was looking different than what I thought it was going to look like, I accepted it and I was able to move on. And God's word continued to keep me pushing forward. So that was the best part of it all. So I'm saying all of that to say that's my story. But in order to move forward, some healing has to take place. So that's who I am. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, which is episode 1 of my brand new podcast, The Coco Blend. All of the information on how you can reach me will be posted in the information box so that you can reach out to me if you want to schedule a motherhood mastery call or if you just want to follow me on social media. And stay tuned for episode 1, because this is technically not episode 1. This is just an introduction, y'all. This is who I be. This is who is Jamie, but this is not considered an episode. So stay tuned for the next episode, and I'll see you there.